Chapter 1. Clearwater Falls, Wisconsin, June 20th, 1917. Viviana folded the newspaper and tucked it neatly away before she settled back in the wicker chaise. The sleeping porch that adjoined her bedroom was blessedly cool after the unusually stifling weather of the day. Although some of the heat in the house could be attributed to the housekeeper's jam-making earlier in the day, humidity still hung heavy in the air. But the fresh strawberry preserves would be appreciated every morning at breakfast. Tobacco smoke wafted in her direction on the breeze, and the lady fanned away the lingering scent as she turned toward her childhood home. The narrow driveway that separated the two Victorian houses was a new addition to the property, an accommodation to Dr. Stewart's electric automobile. The brougham was the first of its kind in the upscale neighborhood that sat along the high banks of the Eau Claire River, and Viviana cringed whenever she heard it putt-putt from its place at the rear of the Stewart home. She much preferred the clippity-clop of hooves against the red brick streets. It was a soothing sound that reminded Vivi of simpler times. Lifting the lightweight silk peignoir from the foot of the chaise, Viviana slipped it around her shoulders for modesty's sake, then stood and peered through the darkness toward the neighbor's house. Her current home was originally a mirror image of the one her father built when he arrived in Clearwater Falls in 1870. But during the intervening years, changes and additions were made separately to each property. However, each still featured the beautiful three-season rooms that were part of the master suites. "Good evening, Zachariah," she softly called to the shadowed figure across the way. Putting aside his pipe, the weary doctor gave a brief wave and realized the gesture wouldn't be seen. "Viviana," he quietly greeted. "How was your day?" The lovely woman chuckled, her voice husky. "Oh, our daughters are up to something," she lowly confided, aware that the bedroom windows were open to the breeze.
"And this is new?"
the single father teased.
"They've been off in your automobile, and I'm quite certain they've been disappearing up the hill and out into the countryside."
Zechariah's smile flashed, carving deep grooves along either side of his mouth, the laugh lines leaving a distinct impression near the dimples that so fascinated his late wife. Rubbing a hand over the rough 5 o'clock shadow that hugged his cheeks and chin, he softly confessed,
"That would explain the housekeeper's pique over her clean floors. It seems someone keeps tracking in things best suited to a barnyard."
The lilting laughter that drifted into the night air lifted the tired doctor's spirits, and a sense of awareness tantalized the longtime widower's male instincts.
"Might we have a more private conversation?"
he carefully asked, uncertain how the proper lady would interpret his request.
"If you'll give me a few moments,"
Viviana agreed.
"Could we meet on the back veranda?"
The good doctor happily acceded to the request and hurried to tidy himself before the moonlight meeting. When they met a short while later, Zechariah was pleased to find a small repast set up. The fresh strawberries, cheese, and finely shaved summer sausage a welcome sight. As his neighbor lifted a small decanter in a questioning gesture, the hungry man nodded his assent and promptly received a wine glass.
"A true taste of summer," he praised, the dandelion wine a flavorful addition to the midnight snack.
"It was Reuben's favorite,"
Viviana revealed, the small reminder making her heart pinch.
"When he arrived in Clearwater Falls, he'd never heard of such a thing. But we walked the riverbanks for days hunting the flowers that my mother used."
He let the woman speak, her tender remembrances a reflection of Viviana's soft heart.
"Reuben was a fine man and valued friend,"
Zechariah affirmed when she trailed off with a breathy sigh.
"Oh, he had an ounce of the scoundrel in him as well,"
Vivi shared, recalling stolen kisses and racy comments that made her cheeks pinken.
"Our Reginald is every bit his father's son, and I believe Pearl shall give me plenty to worry about when she's older."
An indulgent smile tipped Zechariah's grin up at one corner as he withheld his laughter.
"Indeed," he agreed, sipping from his wine glass. "But I'm inclined to say my Mava will have you in fine practice when the time comes."
"She's a young woman who knows her own mind. On that we can wholly agree."
As he bit into one of the freshly picked strawberries, the sweet juice dribbled down his chin. And Zechariah's flesh ignited when Viviana unexpectedly caught the fluid with one thumb and wiped it away.
Unbidden thoughts flashed through the doctor's mind, and he captured the lady's hand. Zechariah lapped the nectar from her finger and then sat back in a daze. Flustered by her unthinkable reaction, the mother of six slowly reclaimed her hand and laid her palm over her thundering heart.
"Forgive me," the rattled man whispered before dropping a linen napkin over his lap to cover his avid response.
"I meant no disrespect, Viviana." A stilted silence hung between them before the startled lady regained her equilibrium.
"Would you think me impertinent if I admit I might welcome your attention?" she softly questioned, seeking his cornflower blue gaze.
Thunderstruck by the lady's admission, Zechariah blinked in dumbfounded amazement.
"I would not," he stammered.
"But I must confess, I never guessed you would be agreeable to my suit."
Lifting the linen from where Zechariah dropped it, Viviana took its place in the man's lap.
"I sat with Iva during her confinement and found her to be a wonderful companion. When her illness sapped the last of her strength, I was there to listen to the wishes she held for Mava, and I promised to watch over that mischievous little miss as she grew."
"You did the same for my family after Reuben's accident, and my sons have looked to you for guidance as they became men.
Zechariah, I cannot forget your hand at my back as I waved my boys off last month, struck mute with terror and the thought that I may never see them again. It made me realize that I've depended on your strength to get me through all the days since I lost Reuben. So if you seek me as a friend, then I'm honored. But if you're offering more, then I am blessed beyond measure."